From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi recently claimed three-quarters of Americans support the DREAM Act, a bill that would offer protections to young immigrants brought to the country illegally. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked this statement by the California Democrat.
The DREAM Act would offer legal status and a path to citizenship to immigrants brought to the country illegally as children, so long as they meet certain requirements, such as enrolling in college or joining the workforce or the military. Pelosi made her claim about strong support for the bill during a speech this week at Sacramento State University.
These dreamers have inspired so many of us that the American people are there. 76% of the American people support us passing this DREAM Act, actually a higher number, but the 76 said with citizenship and legalization as part of it all.
As evidence, Pelosi's office pointed to a poll from early this month by Morning Consult and Politico. It found that 76% of registered voters do favor either a path to citizenship or legal status for the Dreamers. Those are the key elements of the bill. We also found three Gallup polls that show support for these options has increased in recent years to as high as 84% last year. Other surveys found support is a bit lower than what Pelosi claimed, and one showed it slightly higher. Overall, we found Pelosi's statement is backed up by a September poll and is largely consistent with additional surveys. We rated it true. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
You can find a link to full versions of all PolitiFact California fact checks at krcb.org. Well, President Trump's border wall is facing a legal challenge from California Attorney General Javier Becerra. The lawsuit filed Wednesday argues that current plans for the wall violate federal, state, and local laws. While speaking in San Diego, Becerra also said construction could harm sensitive environmental resources in San Diego and Imperial counties. Becerra's lawyers say they will also seek an injunction against construction on border wall prototypes, which were expected to be built this fall in San Diego. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.